Centennial Broadcasting presents Valley Feedback, a look at the people and issues making news in our community.
Welcome to the program. I'm Robert Allen. This week's guest is Kelsey Coleman with the Better Business Bureau. Welcome to the show, Kelsey. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Robert. Happy to be here.
Let's start with the Better Business Bureau's mission.
Better Business Bureau has been in the business for more than 100 years of stopping scams and also helping people find businesses and brands and charities that they can recommend and trust.
You operate now the Scam Tracker. What does that entail?
Our BBB Scam Tracker, you can find it at bbb.org/scamtracker. It's an interactive map where you can actually go and see what scams are being reported in your area. You can search by keyword, and then you can actually read the scam description and see what's trending in your area. You can also report scams, too. It's a really cool tool that helps people see what's happening out there, report what they're hearing, and also kind of get a good feel for if you did receive something that's fishy, you can check it out and see if other people are reporting it as well.
Has the Scam Tracker proved popular?
Yes, absolutely. To date, we have more than 100,000 scams being reported, and last year we had more than 47,000 scams being reported. And, you know, we don't like seeing that number being so high, but it's a great tool that people can use to help hopefully prevent falling for a scam in the future.
The Better Business Bureau, serving the Washington Metro, is promoting the Scam Tracker Riskiest Top 10 from last year. What came in at number 10?
So these are our riskiest scams, and they're the riskiest because people fell for them and they paid money. That's how our tool was aggregated. So number 10 came in at our government grant scam. That's when you get that email that says you've been awarded a free government grant and you don't even have to repay it. It really just sounds too good to be true. It's a really common hook for that scam. It's that you've received this money, you don't have to do anything for it, and you never have to repay it. The trick here is that you'll have to pay a fee in order to receive it. And a real government grant agency will never ask you to pay an advance processing fee. And it's a really involved process. And you're never just going to be awarded one out of the blue. And any legitimate grant will be found on www.grants.gov. You can find all of the legitimate U.S. federal grant-making agencies there.
Well, what came in ninth on the list?
At number 9, we had our family friend emergency scams. These are sometimes called that grandparent scams, but really they can happen to anybody. These emergency scams, they prey on your willingness to help friends and family in need. Scammers will impersonate their target's loved ones, making up this urgent request that they need this money, they have a plea for help, they're in trouble. And thanks to social media sites, scammers are even able to offer plausible stories and incorporate nicknames and real travel plans to make the con seem even more legitimate. But the trick here is that you need to resist the urge to act immediately. No matter how dramatic the story is, always check out the story with other family and friends by calling them directly before handing over any money or falling for the con.
What's next on the list?
Number 8, we have our travel and vacation scams. Timeshare and vacation rentals are a great way to travel, and they have the comforts of home. However, scammers love to take advantage of vacationers by making false promises and creating a sense of urgency to fool them into paying for something that doesn't exist. So the red flags here are don't ever wire money to or use a prepaid debit card. You should never have to pay for a vacation rental by a prepaid debit card or a wire transfer. That's a big red flag. And if it's too good to be true, it probably isn't true. Scammers lure in their targets by guaranteeing sales or promising vacation rentals at low prices, so make sure you're doing your research.
What occupies the 7th spot?
At number 7, we have our tech support scam. We've all received that phony phone call where somebody's telling you that they're offering to fix your computer bug. You may not even notice that you have it, but they're here to help. Or you may get a pop-up warning that appears on your screen instructing you to dial a number for help. In this con, the scammers are posing as popular tech supports like Microsoft. They're these employees of these well-known companies, and they're offering their services, for an upfront fee, or they want you to give over control of your computer where they will then download malware and get into your files. And so that's not what we want to do. We never want to give over control of our computer to a third party unless you know that they represent a legitimate support crew. And legitimate tech support companies, they won't call you out of the blue. There's no way for them just to know that you have this virus and they're going to call you to save the day. A popular way for thieves to get in touch with victims is through those cold calls. So that's what we want to definitely just hang up on.
What's number six?
At number six, we have our home improvement scam. Make sure you're using caution when you hire a home improvement contractor. Scams abound, especially following a major storm, flood, or other weather event when homeowners are really trying to repair their homes quickly. In these circumstances, we see people who will come up to homes and tell them that, hey, your neighbor needed these fixes too, and they're offering up their services with these extra materials at a really great rate. Contractor scams can happen anytime, really, so we do want to make sure we're looking out for high-pressure sales tactics, upfront fees, fly-by-night businesses. Con artists will take homeowners' money and deliver slip-shop work or no work at all.
I'm Robert Allen, speaking with the Better Business Bureau's Kelsey Coleman about the riskiest scams in 2017. What came in at number five?
At number five, we have our fake check scam. So that's when you receive a check in the mail. It comes out of the blue. And fake check and money order scams take many different forms, but the underlying con is the same. Scammers take advantage of the fact that many people don't understand the rules about check deposits and wire transfers. And in some cases, they're going to extend you this check as an overpayment of whatever services they're paying you for. And they want you to cash that check and then send them a really large refund in return. The trick here is that when you cash that check, it's going to bounce, and any money that you've transferred or wired over to the scammer, it's going to be very hard to get that back. So you never want to send money to people that you don't know, and you want to be especially suspicious of overpayments. Anybody who sends you a check out of the blue and then wants you to send money in return, that's a big red flag.
What's fourth on the list?
At number four, we have our advanced fee loan scam. In this con, advanced fee loan brokers will promise a loan no matter how bad your credit history is. But once you pay the fee, the loan never comes. In the U.S., it's actually illegal for companies who do business by phone to promise a loan and require payment before they deliver. So make sure you're looking out for anybody who's going to offer you a loan but wants that fee up front.
How about number three?
At number three, we have our employment scam. If you're looking for an employment, beware of scam postings, fake recruiter emails, and work-at-home schemes. These cons are the ones that use those real company names, and they can be very convincing. It may look as though you're starting a great new career, but you're really just giving personal information or money to scammers. So make sure you're on the lookout for positions that are more likely to be scams. Work from home, or secret shoppers, or anything with a generic title. These positions don't actually require special training or licensing, and they appeal to a wide range of applicants. And scammers know that, and they use these kind of job offerings as a way to promote their scam. Also important to know is that government agencies, they'll post jobs publicly and freely, but you'll never have to pay a fee in order to get the job. So make sure you're on the lookout for anyone who promises you that really good offering and they want that fee up front.
What was the number two riskiest scam of 2017?
At number two, we have our investment scam. In the most basic version of this con, the scammer will convince you to invest in a project, company, loan, or other initiative. And you may even receive regular reports saying how the project is doing. But when you go to withdraw your money, it turns out the investment never existed. And so we really want to be wary of buzzwords. Certain phrases like guaranteed, low risk, or high return, those are red flags that if we don't know exactly what they're in reference to, then they could be potentially a scam. We also want to understand that the investment industry is a really highly regulated industry. So be wary if investments are unregistered with SEC or other investment industry regulators, and also check that the licensing of the seller.
And finally, the top scam of the year.
So that is our online purchase scam. We do so much shopping online, and our scammers know that. And so they're out there looking for people who want to buy something. And when you go to buy it, they're not actually going to ever provide you with the good. Or if you're selling something, they'll tell you that they're going to buy it from you. But when you get the money, they're going to send you a check similar to that overpayment scam. And they're going to want money back. They're going to tell you that they've accidentally overpaid you. They want you to cash that check so that you have your money. But then they want you to repay them the amount that they've overpaid. And again, when you go to cash that check, it will bounce or it will come up fraudulent in 2 weeks, 3 weeks later. And then you'll be out any money that you've sent them, and that money will be gone forever. So it's really important to know that if anyone sends you a check and then they want that overpayment fee, that's a big red flag. And make sure that you know when you're buying items online that you're buying them from legitimate sellers. Always check out the company with BBB.org to see their business profile, check out their complaints, their customer reviews. That's a really great way to understand the reputation of the company and to see what others' experience has been.
Is there a particular age group most impacted by these scams?
That's the thing. So scams target all age ranges. In fact, our report found that our young people, they continue to be at a higher risk for scams, and that susceptibility actually decreases with age, although the dollars lost will increase as our victims are older. So victims can range in any age, and we really need to be out there promoting these scams and letting people know that these are scams, letting your younger generation and our older generations know.
March 15th was National Password Day. What are some tips we should keep in mind to make sure our passwords stay secure?
We want to make sure that we're changing our passwords frequently, and we want to make sure that we're using long, strong, and complex passwords. That means using at least 12 characters mixed with uppercase, lowercase, numbers, and symbols, and avoid using those common words. I know they're easier to remember, but we need to make sure that we're keeping them different on each site so that scammers aren't able to run some algorithm and just get into our accounts. You can even use a password manager if that would be helpful. Most people have trouble keeping track of all their passwords. So consider storing your passwords and security questions in a reputable password manager, an easy-to-access application that stores all of your passwords and information. But use a strong password, at least for the securing of your password manager, to make sure that site is also well protected.
If people want more information, where should they go?
You can always go get more information at bbb.org, or our scam tracker, like I mentioned, is bbb.org/scam tracker.
The Better Business Bureau's Kelsey Coleman, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you very much, Robert. Happy to be here.
You've been listening to Valley Feedback. We encourage your comments on today's program. Valley Feedback is a public affairs presentation of Centennial Broadcasting.